Hello, and welcome to the BlueRock Diamonds shareholder call. My name is Molly, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. Please note for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. If you need assistance at any time, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Adam Waugh, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Adam Waugh speaking. I'm the Chief Executive of BlueRock Diamonds. I'm also the Chief Executive of our operating subsidiary, Corifei Mining. Personally, I'm based in South Africa, and spend about 11 months of the year there. I have three questions to deal with that's come in from interested parties. Just briefly before that, for those that don't know so well, we are an AIM-listed miner of high-quality diamonds. We're a producer. We have a 3,000-hectare mining license, 120 kilometers northwest of Kimberley, which is pretty much central in South Africa. We have five known kimberlite pipes on that 3,000-hectare mining license area. Of those five pipes, we're currently mining two of those pipes. And just to be clear about this, we are miners of kimberlite ore bodies. We're not miners of alluvial diamonds. And the two kimberlite pipes that we're currently mining go down to a maximum depth of about 35 meters. So it is a fairly straightforward open pit mining operation. We drill and blast material, we load and haul to the surface, we put it through a crushing circuit, a processing circuit, then the concentrated material is brought back to Kimberley for final recovery. The inferred resource of the asset is some 8 million tons of kimberlite ore, and at the inferred grade, that amounts to an in-situ value of $135 million. Our current market value is circa 2 million sterling. We have a relatively low-grade resource. However, the exciting prospect as far as BlueRock Diamonds is concerned is the quality of the goods, the quality of the diamonds that we mine. We currently have an average dollar per carat running at about $360 per carat, which is in the top 10 dollar per carat of those that report values within kimberlite diamond mining. Our single biggest value stone to date, so far sold for $8,000. That was a 7 3/4 carat stone. We continue to mine with the hope and expectations that we will continue to recover high quality diamonds. Okay, so as I said, it'll be a relatively brief call. We have three specific questions to deal with, which I'll run through now. The first question is, what precautions has the board employed to prevent a recurrence of a halt in production due to the failure of the cone crusher? We had a failure of our cone crusher some 6 or 8 weeks ago, which stopped production. The unit had to be sent to be fully overhauled, and it took some time to get a replacement unit to get us back up in production. And we now have two identical units on site, one being the currently hired in unit and the other being our own now refurbished unit. Second unit, which is our own refurbished unit, will be put into the crushing circuit this weekend. This has been planned for some 4 to 5 weeks, and we'll do two things, we hope. One is provide quite simply a backup should one of those units fail. And secondly, we are structuring a chute whereby the material reporting to our secondary crushing, our own crushing, will be able to be split into equal proportions into both of those cone crushers. This should obviously generate an increase in throughput for us. But also, if one of those units were to fail, then we're able to divert 100% of the material into the operating unit. So as I say, that change will take place over this weekend. We're targeting trials on Sunday. Realistically, it may not be till Monday that the work is complete, but we expect to be fully operating with that new circuit in the early part of next week, if not on Sunday. Okay, next question. Are we able to give any update on K1 progress to date? So K1 is referred to as KV1, which is one of our kimberlite pipes, one of the five. We've been spending pretty much all of our efforts to date on mining ore from KV2. KV1, we've blasted some 180,000 tons of waste, which is well through having been hauled to waste dumps. We're now preparing ground to start drilling the first calcretized kimberlite blast on K1, which is scheduled for the end of this month. That the main difference here is that we took a view on KV2 to take a 7-meter cut of waste calcrete. On KV1, we've taken a decision to take a 10-meter cut of waste calcrete, which will hopefully enable us to process high quality ore when we get into the first calcretized kimberlite blast of KV1. We're obviously anticipating with great excitement the first processing of this material. It has a higher inferred grade than KV2. KV2's inferred grade is 4.5 CPHT, and the inferred grade on KV1 is 6.3 CPHT. So we look forward to the first processing of that material, which will be a day or two after the blast, which is, as I say, scheduled for the end of this month. Okay, finally, the question, if we were to find a large special stone that's worth more than the company's market cap, would we consider a special dividend? Well, the answer is obviously we're hopeful that we will find large special stones. I would say further special stones in that we've already mined a very high quality single stone, $80,000. Just to try and put a little bit of context around this, high value stones tend to come in two different categories, if you like. One is simply larger, good quality white diamonds or clear diamonds, and the second would be the increasing interest in fancy colors within the diamond market. And fancy colors tend to be either yellows or more rarely blues, reds, and greens, but more are prominently yellows. And the value of a fancy diamond can be significant irrespective of the size. Clearly the size, bigger the size, the better, but a 4 or 5 carat yellow or pink or blue or green diamond would be worth significantly more than its counterpart if it was a clear diamond. As yet, we haven't mined fancy colors from any of our pipes at Courier Flake. However, we continue to be of the view that there is no reason why this mine shouldn't produce certainly larger stones and possibly fancies. But as yet, as I say, we haven't mined either of those other than the single largest stone, which is 11.7 carat, and the single biggest value stone, which is a 7 3/4 carat stone. Okay, so they conclude the three questions that we've been sent. Please do refer back to our financial PR company, St. Bride's Partners, with any further questions, and I will be able to answer them through St. Bride's if you have any further questions. Okay, thanks all for phoning in. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect your handsets.